You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Body image, we can wrestle with this thing our entire lives. You can start being hypercritical of what you see in the mirror when you're still in grade school, and you're still doing it when you're retired, when you're a grandparent. How to break that self-critical voice, accept our bodies. That's the mission of the Better Body Image Conference happening March 2nd in Grand Rapids. Here now is the co-founder of the conference, Connie Flax. She is a dancer with the Grand Rapids Ballet. Connie, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we also welcome Cassandra Wolf. She is a rehabilitation counselor with Michigan Rehabilitation Services. Cassandra is legally blind and has cerebral palsy, so she will have quite a message when she speaks at the Better Body Image Conference. Cassandra, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
Connie, this is the second year now for the Better Body Image Conference. What does it aim to do? What goes on during the day?
The aim is to create cultural change around the way our society views bodies and stigmatizes certain bodies. And this helps individuals make change in the way they view their own body. So to accomplish that really broad goal, we have a full day. We start with brunch and a networking to help people feel comfortable and settle in. We have our keynote speaker, Diane Bondi, and then we break out into workshops. You have your choice of six different workshops, one of which Cassandra is speaking at. And we finish with some movement, with some yoga, dancing, and music by Lady Ace Boogie.
And with, oh, she's great. Lady Ace Boogie is terrific. Cassandra, you're going to be speaking, I know, about the intersection of body image and disability. Tell us more about your connection to this topic.
I think for me, it's a very personal connection. I think the intersection of disability and body image has always been something I've just been very aware of, but didn't have words to put my experience to until about a couple of years ago. Growing up as a young woman who has a visual impairment, that has cerebral palsy, I remember often feeling different than my peers, especially when I wore really thick glasses or I walked with a bit of a gait. I often struggled how to see myself as someone whose body was very different than what people would consider quote-unquote normal. And it's only been in the last 6 or 7 years or so that I've really discovered what it means for me to accept all parts of my body, good and bad, and positive and negative, to empower me to talk about what beauty can be and what confidence and acceptance can look like. So this is a passionate project of mine, too, and I'm really thrilled to share what I've learned and how to help others think about disability, because so often disability is left out of a myriad of conversations when it comes to body image and everything that goes along with that.
In fact, I'm kind of wondering, Cassandra, what kind of messages that people with disabilities get about their bodies, and I'm wondering, are they even present in the conversation?
That's a great question. Well, I would say, yeah, often it's non-present at all. When you think about the way that we have media structured around fashion or, you know, industry in that way of makeup or like things that people clamor for, there's no representation of disability. When we think about dating relationships or moving forward in how body image is presented in that way, disability is very rarely part of the conversation. So in a positive way, it's rarely mentioned. And often so negatively, we hear the body image of something wrong with you because of the medical definition of disability and because of how you need to be changed or fixed. And so if it's mentioned at all, it's often in terms of medical concerns and things that are wrong with a person rather than to focus on their gifts and abilities and interests.
And Connie, you are a professional dancer. You are with the Grand Rapids Ballet, and heaven knows dance, and especially ballet, is a place where there's such hyper-focus on maintaining a lean, slender body type. How have your years as a dancer influenced the way you feel about your own body?
Yeah, so dance takes sort of the culture at large and makes it much narrower and much more specific. So there is that hyper-focus on aesthetic, the same way there is in a lot of other sports. And that was something that I really struggled with. I found myself focusing on the aesthetic of it over a lot of other elements of dance. And it felt like I had to meet a certain way of appearing before I could be valued as an artist or before I could continue to grow as an artist. And it's been a long journey for me and one that I'm still on, working on accepting my body where it's at and using that place of acceptance to change from. But it was really that struggle that made me want to start this conference, because I felt like there had to be other people out there who were feeling similarly and had to be people that I could talk to, but I needed a starting point or a meeting place to talk to those people. And I really wanted that to happen in my own community. So it was really important to me to make a place in Grand Rapids where people could come together, and people who are coming at it from all different angles, whether it's from being a professional athlete or from struggling with an eating disorder or race or disability or sexuality, and we can all connect on the ways that body image affects us.
You know, you stop and you think how your weight and your body image seems to be, in popular culture, so tied to desirability and your worth. Connie, give us some of an example or so that hits you hardest as far as the most kind of the most negative messages we can get about our bodies.
Yeah, I think advertising often uses negative messages to tell us there's something wrong with us and that something needs to be fixed so that we buy the thing that fixes us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also, especially for women, we tend to be focused on how to change our own bodies, and that stops us from changing the world. So for me, it's really a social justice issue to have people relate to their bodies in a better way so that they can stop fighting with themselves and get out there and fight with the things that really need to be battled.
And when I think of the Better Body Image Conference, is this for men and women?
It is for men and women. Our board is 5 women. So because of that, it has ended up being more woman focused. But there are men on Cassandra's panel shared with a man. There are men on the LGBTQ panel. We would love to have men in attendance who need to hear the message and who have things to share, and we're totally open to comments for the future. And we're also interested in non-binary people who want to attend.
Cassandra Wolf, tell us a bit about how you move toward this more positive body image that you say. In the last few years, you've kind of embraced this and you've been able to want to talk about body image. What happened?
I think for me, I've always loved fashion and makeup, but it really kind of happened when I would look to the past and I looked at women like Grace Kelly and Audrey Hepburn. And like Connie was saying, these women were classically beautiful and feminine in ways that I really admired, but they also had hearts for people, and they were also out there doing things to improve their communities, and they were using their beauty to do that. And so when I saw similar people, you know, in popular culture in my own age range, kind of emulating that retro piece, and I said, okay, I love this fashion and this style. I can take that and make it my own. So I feel incredibly confident in finding fashion that is very mid-century modern and tailoring it to my needs, and like having a bright, bold lipstick and that known as my style, and people talk about it and people comment it. And then for me, that changes the conversation from what's wrong with you and your disability and what are the specifics of your diagnosis to, oh, I love that your dress has an interesting hemline, or I love that you wear bright, bold lipstick. For me, it became a power play to change the conversation about me, because I knew with carrying a white cane, people look at me and they make comments, and I thought, well, they might as well make comments on how I present and how I'm maybe different in an interesting artistic way, rather than their perception of disability being dowdy and something to be ashamed of.
Speaking of just this kind of representation or national conversation surrounding disability, you probably heard that just recently announced Mattel is marking Barbie's 60th birthday by showcasing 2 new dolls, a Barbie with a prosthetic leg, another Barbie in a wheelchair. And they work closely with individuals who had disabilities in creating that. Do you feel like that's a sign? Is the conversation around disability and body image changing?
I think it is, and I think it's certainly happening with things like DisArt, which they put on a a fashion show this past year during Art Prize, and that's how I met Elliot, who is my co-host. And it was this fashion show that was made for models with disabilities. And when Elliot and I met, we got to talk about our experiences and to say, this is a fashion show that says you can be a model, and we're going to showcase your disabilities in a beautiful way, and we're going to dress according to the needs of your disabilities to show on a stage that the life with a disability can be a vibrant, beautiful, vividly lived life that is unashamed of the spotlight and unashamed of being known and seen for who we are.
And Connie Flax, as you get ready to have this second Better Body Image Conference, knowing that there is a world out there where young girls who aspire to be a ballerina like you are, be a professional dancer or a gymnast, and what kind of impact do you want this conference to have, and what do you think it could become?
Yeah, I think the impact within my own professional world has been to show up and be able to talk about the parts of my body that I don't like, but that I accept, to be able to accept the good and the bad of my body and not feel pressured to be this superhuman. I think there's a lot of pressure, especially in the ballet world, to appear as superhuman sometimes. And so to be able to have the conversations, and for me to personally and also professionally through this conference, to offer a space for people who are struggling to know that there's support and know that there are resources out there, and hopefully to help more people who are struggling speak up so that the problem can be addressed more openly and not continually shoved under the rug.
Well, the conference, again, is March 2nd. It's at Grand Valley State University's Eberhardt Center, and you can get more details about that and the Better Body Image Movement by going to betterbodyimageconference.com. Connie Flax and Cassandra Wolf, good luck with the conference and with this mission of helping people to look in the mirror and really embrace what they see. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It was wonderful.